Okay, Terebi Hashem, we're continuing in the third paragraph of Masech Sedeyos. We're up to Paragimel, Mishnah Vav. Hashvuya Ochalos Petruma. If a woman is taken into captivity by Ovdei Kochavim, she can eat Truma, because we don't assume that anything happened to her in captivity. Divrei Rabbi Dosa. V'chacham omrim, Yeshvuya Ochalos, Yeshvuya Shein Ochalos. It depends on the situation. Sometimes we assume that things did happen, other times not. Ketan, Hisha Shamar Nishbesi V'torani. If a woman says, I was held in captivity, but don't worry, nothing happened to me, so then ochelas. Then we believe her; she could eat truma because the only way we know she was even taken captive was by her own admission. So since she's the one that taught us that there's even a problem to look into, and she told us that it's not a problem, so we could believe her. But if there are edim that she was taken into captivity, and she says that I am tahar, then she's not allowed to eat truma, because if we know that she was captured, we know that there's a problem without her help telling us that there's a problem, and therefore we cannot trust her to tell us that there's not a problem. Mishnah Zayin. Now that we went through the machlokas between Rabbi Dosa and the Chachamim, we're now going to go through other tanaim that disagree with the Chachamim. Arbas veikos Rabbi Yeshua matamei v'chamim matarin. There are four cases of safek that Rabbi Yeshua is matamei and the Chachamim say is tar. Ketzad, what are the cases? Hatamei omid v'tar over. Hatamei person is standing in place underneath some sort of overhang, and the tar person walks by in Rosh Hashanah, and we don't know whether the tamei person being a mitzora was matamei the tar person or not. So it's a safek tuma, or hatar Tahor omed v'atame over. The Torah person is standing in one place, and the tame person, the mitzora, is walking by. And again, we don't know whether he was mitame the Torah person, tumah b'rishus yachid v'tar b'rishus ram, or you have a tame thing that was in rishus yachid and a Torah thing that was in rishus ram, and we don't know whether they came in contact with each other, or tar b'rishus yachid v'tumah b'rishus ram, or vice versa, and we don't know. Either there's a suffix whether they one touched the other, suffix hell, suffix lo heel, or there's a suffix whether there was tumas ohel that happened over here, suffix hesed, suffix lo hesed. There's a suffix about tumas hesed, whether one item was moved by the other. So again, in all these cases, Rabbi Shua matame v'cham matar. Rabbi Shua says that it's going to be tamei misafik, and the Chum say that it's going to be tahar, meaning since Rabbi Shua thinks it could have happened in Rosh Hashanah, it's suffix to Rosh Hashanah, which is going to be become tame. But the first two cases, the Chum say, is a mitzora that does not the rules of suffix tuma don't apply to mitzora. In the last two cases, we don't know whether the suffix was in the Rosh Hashanah or in the Rosh Hashanah, since the items were in two different places, and therefore we cannot just apply the din of suffix tum Rosh Hashanah being tame. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Vav, we had said that if a woman is a shavuya, she can eat truma according to Rabbi Dosa, and the Chum say it depends. If we know she's a shavuya because she told us she's a shavuya, then she can eat truma when she claims she was not violated. But if we knew that she was a shavuya and she just claims not to have been violated, then she's not allowed to eat truma because we don't have a pesha asar or a pesha hitir. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we learned four different cases where Rabbi Yeshua is metame and the Chum metaher, where it's not obvious to apply safik tum versus yachitame, where one person is standing and the other one is moving, or one thing is in Rosh Hashanah, the other one is in Rosh Hashanah. So that's a machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and the Chachamim. Next time we'll pick up with Paragimel Mishnah Ches.